All right, we're back. We're live. Let's get those cameras on so I can see those pretty faces, folks. And I want you to stay committed here with me. Stay committed. Let's see this through to its logical conclusion. Okay, let's see this through to its conclusion because we're about to get in pray, drive, and selling. Okay, pray, drive, and selling. So if you're back with us, if you can turn your camera on, I want to see those faces. Okay, gives me energy, good exchange. Thank you for all the people who are committing to the packages and the program to spend 8 weeks with me. It's going to be great. If you think today was great, today has been awesome. Thank you, number one. Number two, I can't wait to coach you for 8 weeks, specifically in this method. Because I'm telling you, you're going to see an impression of increase like you cannot imagine. Okay? This is what I live for. Taking a group of people towards some goal. The last time we did this program, it was over 50 people took action on the program, spent 8 weeks with me, and come and spent here, they here at the lodge with me. And it was absolutely incredible. So thank you. If you're taking action, I want to say thank you for that. Now, I'm going to show you something right here that because the computer went out during the session that I did not get to show you. And it is something that we created because some people want say this to us or they say it to our coaches. How do I spend more intimate time with Coach Burt? And because I really want to go deeper and I want to go faster. I want to go further faster. And at the beginning of this year, we created a way to do that, something we've never done before. We've done one of these this year, and we called it the Power Five. And the Power Five is where four people come and spend two and a half days with me at this lodge. Okay? You stay here physically. You have your own bedroom, your own bathroom. You come in, we have dinner together, and then for the next 2 days, we lock down on your biggest complexities in your life and in your business. I call it retreating to attack. We did this about 2 months ago, and we had four people come who said, Coach, out of everything I've done with you, this is the best thing I've ever done. It's intimate. I have breakfast with you. I have dinner with you. Your lodging is included. Your meals are included. You come here and you stay at my lodge, which is something we typically don't let people do. And then I come in and literally spend two and a half days with you. And it was just one of the coolest things I've ever done. We call that the Power Five. There's four of you and one of me. That makes five. Power Five. Okay. So this is a package that you can purchase. It's an additional add-on of $10,000 investment. But one of the gentlemen who went through that is now on my team. He came and went through it and paid the money and then got a job with me, for God's sakes. And so he is now my number two on my team. And he told me, man, he said, Coach, he said, this was incredible to go spend 2 days with you. And one of the things he said to me is it just helped me to really go behind the curtain and see how to structure, how to do strategy, how you do this. What we do there is you bring me your top three complexities and your goals. And I literally sit with you and map it out step by step in front of the group. So it's just an incredible two and a half day experience. You come in, have dinner, you stay here. We coach the whole next day. You stay here the next night. And then we go up until 4 o'clock. We are doing that on August the 3rd and the 4th. And I can only take four people at that because the lodge has four bedrooms. So if that is something that you're interested in, see your coach and you get everything that's included in the program. Plus you get the two and a half days with me and you just add that on to your package and you get the 8 weeks plus the two and a half days. And we call it the Power Five. I did it. I said, I'll do one of these. And if I like it, I'll do another one. And I loved it. I'm like, this is the coolest thing I've ever done. It's got going to, I remember in school when we went to camp, like you went to basketball camp or band camp or wherever camp you went to. That's what it's like as an adult is you come here and spend those 2 days with us. And I'm telling you, the young lady yesterday, I think she invested, $12,500 to spend 6 hours with me. And she, at the end of the day, I said, what'd you think? She said, best thing I've ever done. Out of everything I've ever, she went on a cruise with me once. She said, the cruise was great, but me and you and in a setting like this is the best thing I have ever done, Coach. So I really want to encourage you. There's probably four of you out there that are serious enough to take kind of action. Come to Nashville. Okay. If you want to on day two, go honky tonking. Go down to Broadway. Put your cowboy boots on. Have some fun, for God's sakes. Okay. Get a couple of days of coaching and then go out in Nashville and have some fun. I'll send Mark Schaefer out there with you on my team. He's in charge of entertainment. I don't know where Mark is. He's 65 years old, but looks 35, and he loves dancing. Okay. So he will take you to Nashville and dance with you all night long as part of the package. I don't know if he's here, but I just included him in that package. Okay. All right. This has been fun, guys. So let's keep going. If you have questions, see your coach. Okay. I see some questions on here about the payments. The coaches will work with you. I got Laura Carter on here. They'll work with you on your payments because we want to get you in there. And I'm always a guy who's trying to make it work for everybody who wants to get in. Okay. Now, let me move to pray, drive, and selling. How many of you think how many of you think pray, drive is everywhere when it relates to selling something? How many of you believe you got to have a little bit of pray, drive? And when I wrote this book through McGraw-Hill, that was a publisher I published the book through, they said, Coach, we want you to get real tactical. I actually finished this book, turned it in, and my publisher said to me, after working on it for a year, they came back and said to me, we think you got another gear. I spent a whole nother year writing it. They pushed the publication back four times because they said, we believe you got a better book in you. And I just kept working it. I kept working it. Then I turned it in the second time and they said, now we can take that. That's a bestseller. And they said, we want it to be very tactical. So at the end of the book, and they say statistics show that only a very small percentage of people read to the end of a book, especially a 55,000 word book. They said, we want you to get into selling. And when you think about selling, I go, what do we need to be doing every day as it relates to pray drive? So here's what I do every day. I'm going to draw it up on the board for you. If you follow me around with the camera, and you just watch what I do all day, every day, here's what you would see me do. Okay? Just pay close attention because this is part of the system. Number one, I activate my pray drive. Number one, instinct to pursue what? My goals, my dreams, my ambitions, my partnerships, my follow-up. Then I say, who can I help today? We call that the hit list. And I typically have 5 to 10 people that I believe I can help every day. New people. It's very important. This is new money. New opportunity. Now, let me show you where this hit list can come from. It can come from past clients, like Melinda Kelly. She was one of my past clients. She came to this today. She's signing up for the program. See, she was one of my clients. She's like, I'm back in. And I see this all the time. I see people like me coming to Steak and Shake. I'll go for a period, right? And then I'll come back in there. And anytime I'm over there by Steak and Shake, by the way, I stop by Steak and Shake. And my daughter's like, Daddy, you love Steak and Shake. I'm like, of course I do. And sometimes people go away and they come back. So here's a stat. 98% of most people never call their past clients. This is a big mistake. Number two, they could be current clients. Could I call a current client and offer them something new? Yes or no? See, I develop products and services that solve problems for people. I come up with new programs all the time. And I'll be like, that would be perfect for Gary Wicker. That would be perfect for this person. I call current clients and I say, hey, man, this would be good for you. Take a look at it. Every day when I come into the day, so I go past clients, current clients. Then I go strategic partners. Everybody see that? You don't need more money, you need more people. The people have the money. They're not going to give you any of that money unless you solve a problem for them or help them with their ambition. They don't know you can help them until you call them. So I call on strategic partners. I'm doing deals right now with Andy Elliott, who's a top sales trainer in the world. I'm doing an event with him this weekend here. I'm doing an event with Tim Story, Master of the Stage. I'm about to do an event with Renee Rodriguez, who's a neuroscience expert. See, these are strategic partners. Why would I do that? Puts me in front of what? New people. You don't need more money, you need more people. How do we get new people to the party? So I wake up and I go, and listen, not everybody wants to do something with me. I've called some people before and they go, you know what? I'm just not going to do it. Too busy being fabulous. That's what I say. Thanks for being too busy to be fabulous. And I say, hey, man, I got an idea. Let's do something together. And some say yes and some say no. And what do I say when they say no? Thank you. I owe you. Thank you. I owe you. Fantastic. Then I go current leads, ever how you generate leads. Look at where I go every day. See, people ask me like, who's on your hit list? I'm like, they're everywhere. I can't even get to all the people on my hit list. I hear people say like, I don't have enough people. I'm like, what? How many people have you served in your lifetime? How many people have you helped? How many people in your database? How many people are you around? See, at one time, my own pastor at my church hired me to be his coach. I'm leaving church one day, and he's like, hey, man, I need some help on my leadership. Can you help me be a better leader to my staff? He didn't say help me be a better pastor. He said help me be a better leader. So I studied the fastest growing churches in the United States. I studied the tenets and characteristics of the best pastors in the world. And I prepared to coach him. And then I wrote a book called The Accountable Church as a result of coaching him. After spending time with him, because he told me all his problems. Can't get people to come. Can't get people to show up. Can't get people right. They miss one Sunday. They don't come back. And I said, man, there's a lot of things you're not doing here. You don't know who's coming, who's not coming. You don't have any record of it. Nobody's calling people when they don't show up for 3 months. I'm like, these are things that in the business world, we focus on. What are your churn rates? Who comes and who opts out? How many new guests do you get every single week? See, they weren't tracking any of these things when I started coaching him. I'm like, these are important metrics. And we're talking about a whole lot bigger thing than making a sale here. Okay. So y'all got to get better at this. He's like, you got to write a book on that. So I wrote a book called The Accountable Church, all because I coached him. So if you can get business at church, where can you get business? Anywhere. I didn't prospect at church. Don't judge. I didn't go to church to say, hey, I'm going to sell the pastor my coaching services. I know some of y'all are looking at me like, hey, a little overboard here. You know what else he said? True story. You saw me speak at church, didn't you? Is that you? 2017. So here's what he said. See? Here's what he said. He said, I'm not a great business guy. I hunt and I fish and I attract a lot of people who hunt and fish. You're a great business guy. Will you start doing men's events for our business people? So he started having me speak at church for men's events on business. He said, because we're not attracting enough business dudes. And that's a talent of yours. So the reason I'm saying that is because I want you to get out of this concept of there's not enough leads and there's not enough opportunity. And I don't know who to call. If you're an insurance person, every person on the planet needs insurance. Studies show 70% of people are underinsured as it relates to their life insurance. If you're a real estate agent, every person at some point in life are going to buy a house. They may rent for a period of time, but at some point they're going to look at buying a house. So one thing, right? Everybody that has a house needs an air conditioning unit. Every business needs an air conditioning unit. People are definitely going to eat. So when you start going, hey, I don't have anybody to call, And I had somebody on my own team say that one day. He's like, man, my pipeline just has dried up. And I said, how many people have you helped in my coaching program? He said, about 800. I said, you've enrolled 800 people into my programs and you don't have anybody to call today? Start with those 800. He said, what do I say to them? Ask them about their life. How are they doing? We love coaching you. Thank you for your business. What are you trying to do? Coach Burt misses you. Start there. See, we complicate this. I come into the day and go, let me use another word here. Who can I help? Okay. Josh here is an auctioneer. You know how I started coaching auctioneers? A local auctioneer got in my coaching program and his business blew up. And that dude has sent me more auctioneers than anybody on planet Earth. He tells everybody about me. He's like, got to hire Coach Burt. He's probably one of my best salespeople because he just tells people like this, quit thinking about it, do it. That's what he tells people. He's just straight to the point with them. See, I go, who can I help? That my help list becomes my hit list. They asked Jimmy Evans, a great pastor, one day, a person come up to him and said, I don't know how to pray. And he said, what are you worried about? Your worry list becomes your prayer list. That's how simple it is. Everybody see that? Who can I help? Now, you guys are from Exit, right? One day I go, okay, who can I help with Exit Realty? How do I help Stacy, who's got all these groups, right? How does she introduce me to other people? It's up to me to call her and say, how can I help you? Man, I'm doing something new. What's your number? What's your biggest problem you got going on right now? We need to recruit. We need to retain. We need to do this. Okay, good. What if I develop programs for you on that? So I may develop what I call a showcase event, which is a chance for me to showcase my abilities to the group. An open house is a showcase. Yes or no? So I go, tell you what I'll do. I'll do a 30-minute webinar for you on recruiting. And you invite all your people to it, all your brokers. See, I could call every one of their brokers, but I don't know all their brokers. So I leverage one of my relationships. I call that one of my top 25s. And I go to one of my key relationships right here. She's on my hit list. And I go, hey, how can I help you? She says, man, we this would be great if you did this. Okay, good. Let me do an event, a showcase event, so I can get in front of maybe 50 of your brokers at one time. Scaling. One to many, not one to one. The key to the many is to the what? One relationship introduced me to this. Everybody follow me online? Everybody watching me here? See, I build really powerful relationships with key people and I deliver for them. And I ask them a simple question, how can I help you? And they tell me what their problems are. These are my top three problems. This is what keeps me up at night. And I develop a program to help them, not sell them. I don't wake up and try to sell people things. I wake up and connect with people and locate their ambitions. And then I say, this is how I can help you. It's up to you whether you take my help or not. See where I'm going? But it's my job to present it. I asked the audience here, studio audience, what they learned when I made that offer to you, that invitation to you a minute ago. And I said, what I really wanted you to learn is that I have a lot of conviction. And I am not afraid to ask people to take action on my services because I cannot help them until they take action. Everybody with me? That's what I wanted you to learn. If you're afraid to say, hey, man, I'm one of the top real estate agents in the world. I can't help you until you commit to me. I can't help you with your help until you sign up on this. I can't do anything with you until you. If you are scared to say that, then why would people believe in doing business with you? Right? Hey, we have worked hard to do this. This is what I'm trying to teach you while I'm teaching you. Okay? So every day I wake up and I call on new money. What's the key word there? Initiate. I initiate. Objects at rest stay at rest unless acted on by an outside force. here's what a lot of people do. I'm going to sit and I'm going to wait on somebody to call me. I'm going to wait on somebody to hit the website. I'm going to wait on somebody to email me. I'm going to wait on somebody to call me to speak. You would never see me do that. Never. So I go back to Stacy and I say, how do I speak at that Exit National Convention? Because I know y'all bringing speakers. I go back to Lori, what's her name? Lori Mueller. And I go, hey, how do I get my book club in all those agents' hands? And I'll be willing to do free book club if you get every one of your agents to buy my book. I constantly stimulate. And all they can do is say, no, we don't want to do it. And that is not rejection. What do we say when they say, no, we don't want to do it? Thank you. Fantastic. It's not hurt my feelings. See, you are an asset to people. Make up your mind right now that you're an asset. Go where you feel celebrated, not tolerated. Offer your services to people. If they don't take it, just say, thank you, I owe you. Ain't no big deal to me. I'm just going to keep going because there's 7 billion people on planet Earth. Okay? So every day, what do? I call on new money. So I activate. I focus on new money. Not always new people. New money. And I can get new money from old people. Yes or no? Okay? Number two, I work what's called my red zone. And the red zone are people who are close to making a decision. This is why the people who invest in the program, this is why I'm going to spend a whole session on nothing but closing people who take who are interested in your service, but you cannot get to take action. That's the red zone. See, I wake up in the morning, ask my team, who's in the red zone? And Kelly will say, these two are in the red zone. And Brittany will say, these two are in the red zone. And Brian will say, these two are in the red zone. I say, okay, find their fear and give them courage. The only reason they're not taking action is because they're distracted or they're afraid of something. There's only two reasons, Diane Bourne, that people don't take action. They have fear and insecurity. Let's put that in one bucket. Or they are distracted. It's like, I want to do it, but I'm over here doing this. My job is to bring them back. Remember when you said you wanted to do this, Diane? Remember when you told me you wanted to play at a higher level? Remember when you wanted to, right? Well, today's the best day of your life because we're going to do it today. Find their fear. Give them courage. So here's what I say. We're going to take action today. There's power in taking action. I can't help you till you commit. Once you commit, I'm not going to let you fail. Some people go, you're right. Let's do it right now. Let's do this right now. If I was showing houses and I was a real estate agent, somebody said they loved a house, I'd walk right out in the front yard. Here's what I'd say. I can tell you love it. Let's draw it up right now. No, I need to think about it. I understand. Let me ask you a very important question. And I wouldn't be doing my job as your agent if I didn't ask you. How would you feel if I called you tomorrow and told you this house was not available? Because somebody could come in here and swoop it right up. And I don't want to make that phone call to you. How would you feel if I called you? Oh, I don't want that. Then we need to get it under contract. Because if you got to sleep on it one more night, you may not be able to sleep in it in the future. Everybody with me? So I say to Jim Cripps, how long are we going to think about it? How long are we going to talk about it? How long are we going to sit here, right? There's power in taking action. Let's do it right now. So that's a red zone. So now I got typically 3 to 5 people right here, maybe more. I want all of my salespeople to have a minimum of 3 to 5. So when I ask them if they don't have any 3 to 5, I'm worried about them. I'm like, if you don't have 3 to 5 in your red zone, you ain't working enough of these. You're not working enough on the hit list if you don't have 3 to 5 in the red zone. You need more people right here. You're calling on, talking to. Now, then I have what's called my farm club. And the farm club are people who are interested, but they need more information. I seen it. I like it. but I'm not ready to make a decision. This is where people lose a tremendous amount of money. Tremendous. The purpose of the follow-up, I wrote a book on it called Million Dollar Follow-Up, is to help people make a decision. You know what helps people make a decision? Information. Strategy. Purpose of my follow-up today is help you make a decision. I'm going to send you exactly what I would do here. I'm going to show you why these comps support this. I'm going to show you the three insurance policies I think are best for you. I'm going to make a case for why you need to take action with me. See, I need information to make decisions. So what I got to do is I got to work the red zone and I got to nurture the farm club. How many of you have a lot of people in your farm club right now who have showed interest, but you haven't moved them yet? 7 to 15 touches, 80% of the time to convert someone who is interested in something to someone who has taken action on something. I show interest in things a lot. It's like, man, I'm interested in that. Man, I'm interested in that. I showed interest in a coaching program not long ago. I emailed in. I scheduled a call with the advisor. I told him I was interested. It's a $25,000 coaching program. Asked me how long it took for them to follow back up with me. 60 days. They're asking me for $25,000. I'm interested in giving them $25,000. It took the advisor 60 days to follow up with me. When she followed up with me, I said, look, I'm interested in three other coaching programs now. I was interested. I was sold on doing that with you. But you gave me time to think and you allowed other people to creep in. Now I'm thinking about doing this coaching program and that coaching program. And I can only do so many at a time right here because I'm spending a lot of money here. 25 for this one, 25 for this one, 25 for this one. I like all of you guys. I said, here's what I said to her. You had me that day on the phone. All you had to do was say, which credit card would you like to put this on, Coach Burke? But you didn't do that. You let me go. And then you didn't follow up with me for 60 days. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, what if I get distracted? What if I want to do it, but that day I couldn't do it for something because I had to go pick my kid up at gymnastics, which is what I got to do tonight. And I'm like, hey, man, call me back. I'm interested. And you never follow up. I see this happen in insurance. I see it happen in real estate. I see it happening everywhere. So what I'm trying to get you to do is understand I got new money every day, hit list. I got red zone every day, close. I got farm club every day that are interested. How many of you think this would keep you busy if you just did these things every day? But I'm not finished. Then I've got what I call my top 25. These are people who love you. And you love them. They love you and you love them. Here's what I would tell you. Nurture these people. Love on these people. Engage with these people. Spend time with these people. Follow up with these people. See, when I sent Jay Kinder and Al Stasek that message this morning, you know what I was doing? Loving on them. These are two guys who have 10,000 agents in their downline. See, at any time they can say, look, I want you to work with all my agents. Part of my day is engaging with, tagging, following up with, touching, adding value, believing in, encouraging. From the time I wake up to the time I go home and see my babies, all I'm doing is adding value to people's lives all day. That's it. So you think it's hard to sell. I think no. I wake up every day and just connect with people. That's it. How can I help you? What are you trying to do? This is part of a tactical system. See, this is when I do tactical connection, I combine this whole system. My system is like a spread offense that has 57 options in it. And I show you how I go generate leads and business. And then I teach you connection skills, which are very important. Because I could put you on the phone with 500 people today. And if you're not good at connecting to people, it's not going to matter. How many of you know people that call 50, 60, 100 people a day and they don't sell anything? ever. It's because they have not learned the art and science of connection, locating an ambition, inviting people to take an action. These are skills that can be acquired. Okay? And here's the last piece of the selling system. Last two pieces of the selling system. Is I'm going to add what's called showcases. Showcase. This is something to invite people to in the future. See, we invited you to come spend a day with me. I call it to taste the ice cream. Some of you are going to go, you know what? This little bald-headed dude can help me. He can help me perform at a higher level. He can generate more income. He can help me. I need to work with him. I could have called all 1,300 people that registered for this one by one. Many of them I wouldn't have got on the phone, or I could have invited them to something and let them just see what it's like to be coached by me. See? Which one do you think is a better strategy? See, if I owned a restaurant, my wife will not let me own a restaurant. But if I owned a restaurant, you know what my number one strategy? Because I've worked with Johnny Carrabba, the famous Johnny Carrabba. Johnny Carrabba started Carrabba's restaurant. Outback went to Johnny Carrabba and said, we want to take your little Italian restaurant. He had one, and we want to take it all over the world. And they built 280 Carrabba's restaurants, of which he gets a percentage of total revenue for life. People go to Johnny Carrabba for counsel in the restaurant business, and Johnny Carrabba says, you need to be coached by Coach Burke. Johnny Carrabba sends me referrals because he's like, I can mentor you. I can give you some advice, but you need to be coached by this dude. So I watch Johnny Carrabba run that restaurant when I go there. Guess what he does, man? He talks to people. He engages with people. He loves on people. It's incredible. They know everybody's name that comes in that restaurant. They get your name. And as they serve you throughout the restaurant, hey, Michael, how you doing? They talk to you all night. They give you a book when you leave that he wrote. If it's the first time you've ever visited there, it's an incredible experience. It's because Johnny Carrabba is incredible with people. Incredible. So what do you think my number one strategy would be if I had a restaurant? If I knew the food was good and it was a great experience, what would be my number one strategy? How do I get more people in the restaurant? And just let them taste the food. So they'll come back. You know what every study in the world says? Most people have 1 to 3 date nights a month, typically one, and typically they choose the same restaurant every time. When me and my wife go to Nashville, we go to one place, Jeff Ruby's. That's it. We get typically one date night a month. When we have that one date night, we go to the same restaurant. You know why? Consistency. I always know it's going to be good. I always know the service is going to be off the chart. I always know the music's going to be good, and I always know we're going to enjoy it. Why would we try something else if we know it's that good? See, now we're taking a risk. You ever taken a risk? You're like, I shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have taken that risk. This is a selling system. This is what I call pre-drive in selling. How many of you think this system could help you right here? Number one thing people need, guys, is a structure. You could have the prey drive, but you don't have the structure. You could have the energy, but you don't have the tactic. Tactical connection. That's the boot camp you get for the people who take action on the program. Tactical connection. Now, I'm going to finish with this. I'm going to call this prey drive in closing. And this is what I call the moment of truth. The moment of truth. How many of you think it's a little awkward when you have a person right there and they're really interested and you know you need to go for it, but you're scared to go for it? That's called the close. It's a moment of truth. It's decision time. I have taught myself through a breakdown that I had when I was 25 years old, I'm telling you, I lost every bit of my confidence. I was a confident person. And through a terrible breakup, I lost every bit of my confidence by giving it to one person. I made up my mind I was going to study confidence and I was going to live with confidence and I was going to ask other people for things with no hesitation. Asking for business with no hesitation is like, here's what I say. I cannot help you until you commit to something. You can watch me on Facebook. You can watch me for 2 years on YouTube. You can tell yourself that you're being coached by me, but I cannot really help you until I get down nitty gritty with you. And I bring my 31 years of experience to your situation. My knowledge, my skill, my desire, my confidence, my prey drive. And I instill it in you. I install it in you. Just like I did for basketball players, just like I've done for some of the top business people in the world. The word close means to bring something to an end, to bring two things together. You have knowledge, skills, attitudes, and habits. They have a problem. To close a person, guess what you got to do? Bring them together. What do you say when a person is right there and interested? Do you have the boldness to say, man, I can't help you till you commit to something. But once you commit, I'm not going to let you fail. How long have you been thinking about doing this? How long are you going to play at the level you're capable of playing at? How long are you going to let somebody represent you that's not a pro? How long are you going to stay in the position you're currently at? How long are you going to think about this? Because we can have this talk today or we can have it 6 months from today. See, I teach how to convert interest into action. And if you don't get the deal, at least you gave it a good shot. Here's what I want to stress to you. You cannot lose something you don't have. See, if you push somebody to do something or you invite somebody to do something and they don't do it, okay. You didn't lose anything. You didn't have them to begin with. So write this down. 4 steps of the sale. I initiate. Outbound effort. Hey, this is Coach. I'm excited about working with you. The young lady I reached out to this morning has not responded to me in the last 4 messages. And I reached out to her and I said, look, I really want to work with you. Have you noticed how hard I've worked to earn your business? Has anybody else worked this hard to help you in the last 5 years? You're number 5 in the country. I cannot help you get to number 1 in the country until you do something with me. Okay. Now, I've gone 7 touches with you. I'm going to put the ball in your court and say, if you want to do something with me, you let me know. And if not, hey, it's okay. Thank you. I owe you. Fantastic. I initiate. I connect. I locate their ambition. And I invite them to take an action. It's very important. I can't tell you how many people converse with people all day long, right, Josh? They talk to people. They'll tell me, man, I talked to 55 people. Talked to 55 people today. Had a guy named Brock on my team who I love. Great dude, not the Brock I have right now. And here's what he would tell me. He would show up at the sales meetings. Here's what I'd say. I'd say, Coach, I'd say, Brock, how you doing? You know what I'd say? Coach, I got $80,000 in my pipeline. Week one, I'm like, that's awesome, man. Talking to people. I'm having great conversations. Brock came back week two. Brock, how did you do this week in sales? Guess what he said, John? Coach, had great conversations this week. I got $80,000 in my pipeline. Week three, Brock, how did you do this week, Coach? These people love you. Dave Witcher, listen to what I'm saying. These people love you, Coach. Man, I'm having these great conversations. I got $80,000 in my pipeline. Week four, Brock come in. I said, Brock, I bet you got $80,000 in your pipeline, don't you? I said, Brock, we're going to free you up to go sell used cars. Because Brock could talk to anybody on planet Earth, and he was incredible at talking to people. People liked him. Guess what he could not do? Couldn't convert any of them. I tell people, you can converse all day long if you want to. You can talk to people all day long if you want to. It's going to be exhausting. Or you can say, I sure would like to help you right here. Now I'm on the phone and you're on the phone and you told me you had this problem and I want to help you. What would prohibit you from moving forward with me today? See, this is the question I would ask everybody on this call. When I made an offer to you today to spend 8 weeks with me, to come to my lodge for one full day, some of you will go to this place. I don't have the money. And I would postulate back to you, you won't have the money until you get the skills. The stronger the skills, the more money you're going to make. And the good news is, if you got a good attitude, I can teach you the skills. And you may say the timing's not right. See, somebody told me yesterday the timing's not right. I believe we create our own timing by taking action. If the timing had to be right, I'd still be a high school basketball coach winning championships in high school, making $50,000 a year. See, you can tell me whatever you want to tell me. And I know from 31 years of doing this that the truth is, at 25 years old, when I wanted to learn the 7 habits of highly effective people and get certified, I didn't have the money. But I found the money from my mother. Learning those 7 habits helped me to generate, I don't know, $25 or $30 million. And I couldn't have generated the $25 or $30 million if I didn't go get the habits and the skills. So I think about what causes a person to be afraid to take an action. And it's always the same objection you're going to get. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. How many of y'all believe that? If you're selling insurance, I don't have the time. I don't have the money. If you're selling real estate, I don't have the time. Boy, I sure would love to do it, but I don't have the money. Here's what I would tell you to do. How bad do you want to move from A to B in your life? And how serious are you about moving from A to B in your life? And if you're real serious, would you find a way to win? I had a person call me one day and she said to me, Coach, I can't do this package, but I desperately want to do something. Would you work with me on this? And I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you will commit to doing it, showing up on every session, I will work with you any way I can to get you in the package, because I believe the coaching will change your life. But I can't help you till you get into something, till you do something, till you take an action with me. I just can't help you. Now, that is called conviction. Replace the word aggression with conviction. Conviction is a deep-seated belief in something. How many of you believe in your product or service? How many of you work hard to help other people? How many of you know you're just as good as anybody else out there in the world doing what you do? Conviction is saying, let's do this. Let me help you move from A to B. And I'll close with this. Dave Blanchard's one of my coaches who coached me on Connection. I invested $15,000 for 6 months with Dave. And we did one session at no cost, kind of like what we did today with you guys. And he showed me exactly where my challenges were based on his years of experience. We got to the very end and he said, Michael, this is what you'd like to do. Yes. And this is what he said to convert the deal. He said, would you like my help with this? Would you like my help to go from here to there? It's a $15,000 investment, 6 months of coaching with me. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how serious are you about this? I said, man, I'm real serious. And he said, would you like my help? And I said, yes, sir. And he said this, my team's going to send over the agreement. You sign it. If you need to put it into payments, we'll put it into payments. And we're going to get you into action and get you into the coaching. I coached for 6 months with him. My income increased significantly. There was 1 month I was coaching him. We did well over $1 million of revenue in a month. And I drew a direct correlation back to the coaching I was getting to the income I was making. Everybody see that? What if I would have said, no, I can't do it that day? What if I said, no, man, I can't afford it? What if I said this? See, what I said is, put me in. Coach me and make me better. This is what this right here is about. And we're going to spend a whole session on nothing but conversion as part of our 8-week program. So number one, I want to say thank you for an incredible day. How many of you think it's been an incredible day? How many of you think that you got your money's worth today? Oh, yeah, you didn't pay anything. Just kidding. Those of y'all that upgraded to the $47 package. Thank you for that, for the VIP. I do want to do some breakthroughs for the day in here. And they're posting right now a link to talk to your coach or an advisor. I still believe, Caleb, that there's four people here who want to come spend 2 days with me, who want to do the Power Five. 2 days locked down with me, retreating to attack, spending 2 days on nothing but your business. You're going to stay at the lodge. You're burned out. You're exhausted. You're tired. You're ready to play at a higher level. You need a break. You need to break what you're doing, and you need to come spend time with me. Okay. There's four of you out of a group this size that want to do that. I encourage you, talk to your coach, come spend a day with me. Text the number if you have any questions about joining. The deadline is tonight to get all the extras, guys, to get the fast action bonuses. You have to get in by midnight tonight. So get with the coach and let's get the party started, because I can't help you till you commit. Now let's get some breakthroughs right here. I see some digital hands raised because we're going to do VIP here in just a few minutes. Is that Carrie? Carrie, what were your breakthroughs from today?
Hey, Coach. First of all, thank you so much. This has been so incredible. I was so active in the chat. I was probably like firing away too often, but I have to tell you, I don't even know how I found you. You ended up in my inbox, and usually I'm swipe, swipe, swipe because, you know, it's too much. And something, I clicked on it. Here I am. I mean, this just all happened in the last couple of days and I'm blown away. Your program sounds amazing, by the way. I'm Thank so you. In. The Good. Time, seriously, right now, like whatever. I'll talk to the coach tomorrow. We're going to talk tomorrow. But I wanted to tell you my biggest breakthrough for today. The things that you teach is very similar to what I coach on. So that's why I really resonated with you. And I love that. But you said something that was so brilliant, and I circled it and started. And you said there is no change of behavior without a consequence.
Right.
And I don't know why that landed so well for me, but the way that just everything you said, even like the follow-up and everything we just learned just now, and I took like 10 pages of notes, by the way. So this was massive value for the $47 I invested in the time commitment today. Very much. So if this is what I'm getting for 47 bucks, I can't even imagine what I get at 2,500. So I just want to say thank you and take the time to share that with you. And I love Tim's story and I love Ed Milet. So you're my people.
Good. Thank you very much. Thank you for saying that. That made my day right there. Thank you very much. That's why I do what I do, guys, to get that kind of feedback right there to help people. You're going to do great in our program. Thank you for committing. And you're right. 8 weeks with me compared to one day, it's going to be a total game changer. Coming to this lodge, virtually or in person, all the extras, trust me, it's going to be, if you can't go back and generate the income and multiply this investment, then what we need to do is we got to just dig deeper. We got to figure out, how do I convert a $3,000 investment or $2,500 investment into $250,000. And that is possible. That is possible to do that, guys. If you think big enough, then it's like, all right, how do I invest in me and how do I go do it? Okay. So great breakthroughs right there. I like your spirit too. I like your spirit right there. Okay. All right. Karen Maxwell, give us a breakthrough. Karen's the one that's going to be bringing me to Mexico for a mastermind I'm going to be speaking at. Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, thank you. We are so thrilled that you're coming. So I have looked all over. I cannot find my notes from, it was the one you mentioned earlier. You did it in 2020 at the hotel in Dallas. Everything was closed down.
Yep.
When life kicks the crap out of you.
Life knocks a shout out of you.
Yeah, the shout out of you. I can't remember the word. Yep. I know it wasn't a bad word. But that, so... Like the lady that was just talking, you know, you came, I found you at 10X and you spoke to me. Like that was like, you touched me. Whereas everybody else was great. Don't get me wrong. But like she said, I just connected with you. And I was like, that he's my coach. He's the guy. And you were always around, and there was the cruise. And so I was like, oh, I want to go on that cruise. And then Eric called, and I'm like, y'all have some kind of tracking device. Like, you knew that I watched the video. And that cruise, we went on that cruise, and that cruise changed the course of my entire life at the time. I mean, it took a turn for the better for me.
Good for you.
And, but I found myself today writing this note. I'm still, my money is not consistent. I'm doing partnerships that aren't working out well. I'm trying too much to help people that don't want the help, and they are bogging me down. So I'm committing myself again to saying, okay, you can't afford to pay for my help, for my coaching, for me to help you be a better real estate investor.
Yep.
Therefore, what are you going to do?
Yep.
What is your plan B? Because what's going to happen if you don't do this?
100%.
And so that way I can devote my time and attention to the ones that do want our help. And I've got a couple of friends on here today. They're also going to Cancun with us. Nice. I think Gabby and Tim are still on, and at the Lockharts. So you'll get to meet them. But yeah, it was just, and I'm kicking myself because you taught us that. You taught during a purpose to profit.
Yep.
And I'm like, I know this stuff and I've just got to do it. And I've got to quit with the excuses that I don't have time and I don't have, you know, it's not that I'm giving the effort to the wrong people.
Yes. Go. So, remember this, go where you feel celebrated, not tolerated.
I wrote it down.
And if you're working hard to convince people that you are good enough for them and they don't see your brilliance, then move on to somebody who does see it. See, this is part of the remarkable boldness I try to instill in people. Guys, it's not rejection. Some will, some won't. So what? Keep on moving. Okay? Just keep on moving. And there are a long line of people who desperately want to work with you. Okay? And once I got that out of my system at 25 years old, the rejection thing, boom, my life went like this. I'm telling you, that was a pivotal. I had a breakdown, and the breakdown created a breakthrough. And I actually needed the breakdown. The breakdown was the best thing ever happened to me, by the way. I needed the breakdown to create the breakthrough. Don't get mad at breakdowns in life because they create breakthroughs. See, she cares having some big breakthroughs right here. And that cruise she went on with me was an incredible cruise that we spent, you know, 3 or 4 days out in the Caribbean on this cool cruise I did. I brought in all these big time people to speak. And that was a turning point for her. She shifted from that. So that's what we're trying to do, guys. Okay. All right. This has been a great day, guys. I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. This has been so, so incredible for me to be able to coach all day to a group of people, for the people who showed up. 1,300 people registered for this, about 250 to 300 showed up consistently. That tells me a lot about you. Tells me a lot about your commitment and your level. I want you to talk to a coach, even if you're thinking about it, even if you're pondering on it, just talk to a coach and go, this is what I'm trying to do. Let the coach help you make this decision. I'm looking for 4 Navy SEALs who want to come almost said spend the night with me, but that's really what we're going to be doing. Okay. I'm looking for 4 people to have a spend the night party. Okay. And you're going to come here to the lodge and spend 2 days with me in August 3rd and 4th. If you're interested in that, then jump on it, guys, because that'll sell out. We'll get the 4 people, I guarantee you. And for all the people who took action today, God bless you. Thank you. I owe you. And all the VIP people, you're going to be pulled into another room to get to spend 1 more hour with me. God bless you guys. Everybody needs a coach in life. Thank you so much for letting me be yours. Have a great day.